especial dedicatoria para los que pagan por lo que a nosotros nos regalan. Yo. Ven para acá, mami, que llegó el papi, las quiero ver en la pista. Ven para acá, mami, que llegó el papi, ya quiero que se desvistan. Ven para acá, mami, mira ahora quién está jugando con el beat. ¿Quién es el Big Pimp? ¿Quién les pone la verga en la boca como si fuera un lipstick? Tráiganse otro whisky, que quiero un striptease. No saldría del Infini, aunque me dieran tragos gratis hasta en el Prestige. Mira cómo lo baila, lo mueve y lo goza. Mira cómo lo baila, lo mueve sabrosa. Mira cómo lo baila, lo mueve y lo goza. Mira cómo lo baila, lo mueve sabrosa.
¿Are we on? What? We're on, but the sign's not up. Whatever. Oh, we're here with Gooch and Goober. Yay!
What an intro.
Welcome to Anaheim Nights, everybody.
Where do you go from there? I don't know.
The show could not be better.
Yes.
That's it. This is going to be like our... This is what's going to take us to stardom and shit.
Let me turn on the sign.
Yes. Don't make your fake-ass click sign. Actually, let the people hear it.
Fuck you, Goober. We were arguing...
Oh, no, we were fucking talking about fucking how you're fucking, you can't spend the 5-10 seconds more to add hot sauce to your fucking Ruffles because you want them already mixed together when you buy them at the 99-cent store.
With the
Tapatio chips? I was like, you're fucking ridiculous, dude. And you spent all $6 on it, I bet.
You're only 99 cents.
So you bought 6 bags?
Yeah, those are all $6, man.
Damn,
that's some
dude.
Funny stuff. Hey, I hope you all tried them. And if you did, put a review and just tell us, let us know what you think.
You know they're going to be like, boo.
We should make t-shirts with that. We'll just put the Ruffles with the Tapatio. Like, it's already mixed in. Anaheim Nights.
I don't know about that. I think the one that I came up with was pretty chill.
Yeah, it is pretty chill.
The one where it's like the bathroom signs, but instead of like my character is just like a big round ball with the
big
feet
round ball
with the feet and the hands, and then just to distinguish that it's me. Besides the point that it's already huge and round compared to your character, I just have a fedora, and then your character would be the normal person, and then just have like a little faux hawk. Maybe we'll put you in the triangle, so you're like the female of the group.
Oh, thanks. So I'm the female, and you're the male. Okay, awesome.
Well, I'm a sexy bitch. What do you want me to tell you?
That doesn't qualify you as being the male. But. No, I actually have some people hitting us up for some t-shirts, and they said they'd be...
I got people that want t-shirts, too. And then, like, what excuses do we make up for them? Because we don't have any yet.
Yeah, we don't. We're like, you know, they got lost in transit. You know, I'm trying to find the truck. It's somewhere in the middle of Michigan. I don't know. That's our manufacturers out there.
The reality is that we're broke motherfuckers.
Yes. But they wanted girl-sized shirts and like, you know, like, so it's, like, fitted, you know?
Yeah,
so it's not just like a regular like t-shirt.
Well,
so
yeah.
People are going to be repping us on this damn street. It's going to be awesome.
Well, that's dope. I mean, we should make stickers and flyers and all that shit by now, but we just haven't...
Sticker the fuck out of everywhere.
You
know,
no...
you know what that reminds me of? Speaking of, is we have a phantom guest who is always on her way, but she's finally actually here today, so I'm actually excited. Okay, so we're in high school, man. It was like, you know, Halloween, like the parties are Friday, Saturday, but it landed like, say, like on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we're like, there's no party, so what do? We end up going to the damn cemetery, right? But we're chilling, just drinking and, you know, just messing around. All of a sudden, our phantom guest, her boyfriend was like, dude, get your shit and book it. And we're like, what? And you just see him grab his shit and book it down. And we're like, what's going on? It took us a second to process, and we look off to, like, the other side, and there's this... two car headlights coming our way, and we're like, shit, that's security or the cops, whoever it may be. Fuck this noise. Grabbed our shit and just fucking booked it, man. We just, like, no joke, like, I start to get, like, I'm, like, getting, like, winded, and I'm like, fuck, I'm so out of shape. And this girl, one of the girls that was hanging out with us, passes me by, and I feel like such a bitch at that moment. And she passes me by, and I'm like...
She's like, fuck you, Gooch, I'll see you at the house.
Sorry, she keeps running. And I'm just like, I felt like an idiot, like a bitch. I was like, I can't just believe, like, this. I mean, I'm not being sexist or anything, but it was just that, like, I thought I was in better shape than that. She just passed me by, like, I was like, I don't know, in a wheelchair, you know? And she passes me by. Anyways, I see her running, and there's like these bushes up ahead, and she runs through them, and you just see her like immediately stop and go, ow, ow, ow. And there's rose bushes in the dump. I don't even say dumb bitch, but she fucking ran through the rose bushes.
You can't call her bitch because I'm pretty sure you know her by her first name. Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to take that as a lesson. I fucking ran and ran over him. I just jumped over him and just kept going. I was just like, yes, I'm back in front.
They're like, ha ha, those were rose bushes. Man. I'm in the lead. And he fucking take off.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like the little Mario thing. You remember Super Mario Kart where you get the little shell and you hit the other cars and like you, anyways. Or you throw the banana and the car behind you spun around.
Hey, fuck you. Mario Kart's just dope.
You know what always happened to me is I would leave the banana and I wouldn't get anybody, and like on my next time around I would hit it by accident. But anyways, I get to the fence and I'm so like out of breath. I'm like, what the hell? How do I get over this thing? And I'm like, I'm not gonna make it. I'm like, I give up. Take me. It's like when you're like, I'm not gonna run, right? I don't know what the hell to do. And all of a sudden I see this electrical box like that's like half the size of it, and I'm like, hop on the electrical box and then hop on there. And I was like, oh thank God, I fucking made it. Anyways, she ends up getting like to the fence, and by this time I'm not there. But according to other people's stories, she couldn't make it over. So she's hot. She's like trying to muscle her way. And our friend Damon's like, this girl's not going to make it. So he just grabs her ass and goes, whoom, just tosses her. She just flies over and fucking goes over.
Then what? Good thing I wasn't there, dude. What would happen? Nobody's going to toss my ass over the fence. We're like, sorry, Goober, you got to take one for the team.
You did exactly. I'm sorry.
Fucking everybody's struggling. Hurry up. Help Goober fucking leave me behind.
Just go, man.
I'll take it for the team.
Be like one of those war movies where like I got it.
I got the perfect defense though, dude. If they catch me, I'll just start speaking Spanish. Like I'm just a fucking Mexican. I don't know English. That's the best defense ever.
Oh, I'm going to go cut the grass.
Or just start fucking like cobbling the grass. I forgot my clippers. Start yanking the grass hand by hand.
Oh, man.
Like this is fake grass. Okay. Oh, dude.
Oh, Jesus, that's funny, man.
Ah, dude. I don't know, like, how you feel about fucking all these new movies coming out, though, dog.
There's a lot of new movies, but I don't know. They always look good, and they always get me pumped up, and I'm like, I gotta go see this.
Which ones do you feel like are promising to you, dude? Because there's some that I'm like, I want to see, but then at the same time, we're like, what happens if they fuck it up? Since, like, they keep making so many sequels to it.
Yeah, it fucks it all up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Well,
it's like our fucking producer and his lady said, it's like, Fast Five's coming out, but what happened to four? Like, what happened to the fourth movie?
Fast Five.
And so
that's true. Oh, my God. I didn't even know it. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, what happened to the fourth one?
I think it's because there's five members, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's obvious that it's that, but I mean.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm looking forward to the Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Really? I think it's not going to be good.
It's not going to be as good.
Because like, I think they're just milking it for the 3D-ness. And they just put us. They're gonna.
I don't
put
think that one's coming in 3D. Is it?
It's gonna be 3D, dude. Everything's in 3D these days.
Cause I know the new Silent Hill's coming out in 3D, but that shit looks dope. So.
I haven't seen the thing.
It's like barely like they're barely trying to hint at it.
Yeah, but those movies are usually like, even if they're not good, I always like the story.
Well, Silent Hill, the first movie wasn't the reason why I like Silent Hill was just of the fact that they did to an extent follow the game, quite a bit. Not like fucking Resident Evil, where they completely revamped the story and they fucked it in the ass and shit. And we're like,
yeah,
they're like, people crazy. Like the game. Let's just fuck them in the ass and make whatever the fuck we want.
I'm like,
what the fuck, man? What happened to this person? And then they fucking like represent some
of
the
exactly
characters.
Exactly what the producers. Let's fuck them in the ass.
Let's fuck all the fucking.
That's what they're thinking. They're fucking in the ass.
It's like some of the characters are like, they're barely putting them in the movie now. It's like, dude, like. That should have been like four fucking movies ago. Like, why are they in the desert? That isn't part of the series. Like, you guys are fucking lame.
That's funny, man.
No. I was, as you could tell, I was very emotional by it because I love those fucking. I love the books and the game.
I can tell.
Hey, the books and the game were dope. All right.
You know what looks good? And this is mostly for our Muhammad the guy, Thor. He's all about it. He was so freaking excited for that movie. I wasn't really excited. I mean, sent me the trailer, and I was like, actually, it looks pretty good. Like, it's going to be some good-ass sequences, like action sequences, and, like, it's going to be a good story.
So I never really followed Thor as the character, whether it's in the comic book or just whatever about him.
Never
so,
did I.
So probably, I wouldn't
the
know.
The only things I ever followed was the X-Men cartoons. I used to love those as a kid. Oh, but anything else, I don't know two shits about.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's fucking whack that, you know, fucking the Human Torch from the Fantastic Four is going to be fucking Captain America.
What the fuck?
All of a sudden, and, like, if you see him in the commercials for it or, like, the trailers, he has, like, huge pecs, so it looks like he has man boobies and shit. I was like, dude, like, you don't look like Captain America.
How is that possible? Why did they choose his ass?
I don't know.
He's like...
I don't care.
He's semi-famous, but he did, like, to me, that does not represent Captain America. You know who would be a better Captain America?
You want to laugh?
Hellboy.
No, you want to laugh about who they were originally going to pick for fucking Captain America? Just fucking take a wild guess.
I don't know, Tom Green.
Nah, dude. Fucking Will Smith.
Will Smith?
They wanted Will Smith to be Captain America.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's not an issue with me.
What an awe through the audience. They're like, what? Captain America can't be black.
I have no problem because, you know, he's I Am Legend, dude. But the thing
that movie sucked balls.
You didn't like it?
That movie was horrible. It built up so much story and then it just fucking ends. And they're like, what happened to everything? And it's just like, save yourself.
No, it builds up. You don't see the whole butterfly thing keep popping up throughout the whole movie.
I get it, but it just ends. Like, it was just whack. Like, Will Smith isn't the greatest actor, but he's not fucking horrible
either.
That's
not his problem that the movie ended. Independence Day.
Oh, that was a dope movie.
Yeah, there we go.
That was a dope movie.
There we go.
No, I was actually watching it the other day. So.
The problem with that is that Captain America is during World War II, and we were still a racist-ass country during that time. So it just is contradictory.
Dude, the country's going to be racist regardless, dude.
No, but during that time, they were different. That's like, have you ever seen that movie Miracle at Saint Anita or something? Spike Jones or something like that? Bitch, I'll throw your juice can.
No, you fucking already did that once, and I was fucking mad because... It was barely open, and I only took, like, one drink out of it. And I was like, why'd you throw my purple?
I had to throw it at that person. That's the only thing I had in my hands.
But why do you have to throw... Why'd you have to ask for it? You were already arguing with him, and then you're like, I'm cool. And then you asked me for my juice, and then you fucking...
No, didn't I already have it on me?
No. You fucking asked for it, and you're like, I'm going to take a drink out of it.
We got a confirmation from the Phantom guest that I asked for it afterward.
I recall that there was some asking, and then there was some chucking down the street. It was pretty epic.
And Goober being upset about his juice.
Because I had just fucking opened it. I was so happy that I was going to continue keeping my buzz going pretty well until you fucking ruined my night threw my drink.
I know.
I was so disappointed.
I just remember, like, chucking it and, like, seeing the reaction of the guy just kind of, like, run.
I've never been so upset over $2.99.
And then I look over at Goober, I see his eyes start to glaze over, and he's, like, getting teary-eyed. And I'm like, damn, dude, my bad. I'm sorry, dude.
I was like, juice on slow motion.
Fucked up.
It's okay, because I'm drinking one now, so I'm happy.
There you go. I'm drinking some stout right now, so this is actually pretty bomb.
I don't know. I'm drinking the new one. I guess it's
Firestone new. Velvet Merlin Oatmeal Stout. Sponsors.
I'm just drinking juice. Since Four Loko isn't, you know, death in a can anymore, it's like, now you gotta drink juice again.
Did they pussy it down or did they take off the market?
They took off caffeine. I think they took off the caffeine out of it.
Yeah, people are drinking them like water. It's way ridiculous.
Because they fucking like shotgun them, bro. It's like, they're like, how do you expect people not to die? It's caffeine. Caffeine brings you up. And then you're drinking alcohol, which brings you down. But then you're fucking shotgunning it. So you're like, you're stopping your heart. It's like all kinds of alcohol can kill you.
Yeah.
But then, of course, if you fucking drink it like it's like water, of course it's going to stop your heart. People are going to die. Regardless, any alcohol could do that to you.
They deserve that.
Remember when you couldn't even drink water?
Yeah, alcohol poisoning.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's like that. If you fucking overdrink, of course it's going to happen, regardless of the drink.
Yeah.
It was not his fault. I was so happy when Four Loko was around at its full capacity, and now I'm so depressed.
You're depressed over it? Goes home and cries at night, folks.
Hey, well, this fucking drink has 12%, which is almost at what a fucking Four Loko's at, so I'm not that upset over it.
Hey, man, have you ever, like, because I did this today, and, you know, I'm not too proud of it, but have you ever just, like, been late for work, and you're just like, fuck, I'm not gonna take a shower, and, like, after a night of drinking, you go to work, and, like, you just sweat, like, you know, your pores just, like, release all the alcohol, and, like, you just smell so bad? Ever done that?
I fucking...
No?
I don't think I've done that to the. Well, yeah, I have. Why am
Like, for example, like
you know what it was worse? Because I used to work at a restaurant, dude, and I fucking went to work, like, hungover and shit.
Yeah. You're, like, super hungover. And, like, I didn't have time to take a shower because I was like, I'm going to be fucking late. Fuck this noise. Got on my clothes. I smelled myself, and I'm like, oh. I was like, Dad, I smell bad. Yeah, I smell bad. And then I'm just like, I'm going to be reeking of just, like, just normal body odor from the day before and, like, just, you know, sweat. And then I'm also going to be, like, you, when you're hungover, your pores, like, just kind of, like, let out all the alcohol and stuff like that. So I'm like, dude, I probably reeked so bad today. I'm like, I just didn't let anybody get close to me. Not that people get close to me anyways, but I'm just saying, like, you ever done that?
Yeah. When I used to work at a restaurant, dude, I went to bed, and then I woke up, and then they're like, hey, you want to come in to work? And I was like, I'm hungover. Like, we need extra people. All right. But I'm not going to look too pretty. And I fucking showed up to work, and they're like, what happened with you? I was like, I fucking drank all night, and I'm still fucking drunk. Let's go to work. They're like, sir, can I take your order? You smell like liquor, sir. Shut up, bitch. Like, what do you want to eat?
Oh, man. Yeah, my boss was like, what, are you okay? And I was like, I'm not feeling good. He's like, yeah. He's like, you seem like you're being pretty rude to customers. I'm like, oh, I didn't mean to. I was just being like, I was like, just trying to like.
You know, that's what you were saying in your head, but what you were actually saying was like, fuck that shit. I'm still drunk. Like, telling people and shit. Come on, man. You're not the most quietest person when you're drunk.
That's true.
Remember when you were trying to fucking mosh with an empty bar?
Yeah.
There was an empty fucking. The story from the last episode. From episode 4. Where you're supposedly moshing with Muhammad.
Oh, and the producer back here, Tony, was just like, I'm going to stay back because it's going to turn ugly or something.
And you're fucking like, moshing and shit by yourselves.
We weren't moshing. We were just like nudging each other, like hitting each other. Like just me and him because there's no one else there to mosh with. So
you're
like,
play fighting.
No, it's like I pushed him and pushed me back. Like, is it like an old, like,
so foreplay.
To like, it was like remembering old days when we used to go mosh all the time.
So foreplay.
Yeah, well, you can label it that. Label whatever you want, asshole.
It's all right, man. Don't be mad. It ain't like I'm, well, fuck, we just told all the audience and the viewers.
Oh, okay, so that reminds me of a
So might as well come out of the closet.
Fuck you.
We should have a special edition episode where you come out of the closet.
Fuck you, dude.
I'm just kidding. That's what you get for making fun of me all fucking last episode. But you're not a bartender.
Damn,
fuck
butter.
You.
Oh, yeah. You aren't. No.
Bastard.
Okay, so this was back in the day when me and a bunch of friends used to work at Fry's Electronics. We used to work there back in the day. And what happened was they had this morning meeting that was mandatory at 5 o'clock in the morning because they had to do it before they opened the store. And it was like at 5 o'clock and you had to fucking be there. And it was like Sunday morning, so of course we party Saturday night. And this was like when five of my friends, not including myself, used to all work in the same place. So we're like, hey, one of us stay sober and the rest let's just drink and then we'll just and go there like kinda hungover. We ended up partying right up until the fucking event. Like no joke, drinking. Like, just drinking all the way up into the event. The event came, because we had to start drinking, right? And we went. We were fucking hammered. Except for one person, obviously. We were hammered, and I saw my boss, and he was like, and he had this turtleneck on. And I was like, he was like, hey, good to see you. I'm like, dude, I'm like, you look like you could be a bad guy from the James Bond movies. And like, no joke, I told him that. And he just kind of like looked around and laughed and was like, okay, like whatever, right? And my friends just grabbed me by the shirt and were like, just don't get near any like management. Don't get near them because you're going to get yourself fired, you know?
You're going to blow the cover.
Yeah, I'm going to blow my cover. So they fucking pulled my ass out of the way and like sat me in a corner. We're like, watch yourself. Shut your mouth.
Right.
Oh man,
have you ever heard of this? Like, it's an app on the iPhones and stuff like that. It's called Text from Last Night. Have you ever heard of that shit? No, but yeah, there's just fucking text, like, you know, after people are drunk and they text each other, and they just seem, you kind of wake up the next morning and you look at the text that you got from your friend and you're like, what the fuck is this? Just random ass fucking text. I guess I gave him a 20-minute play-by-play of the first 3 sections of R. Kelly Strapped in the Closet.
What?
You know what that describes? It's just one word, dog. Fucking alcohol.
Yes, pretty much.
Okay, This is a text that a girl sent. It's like, if I had a penis, I would fucking stick it anywhere. I don't know what these guys are doing, but they're fucking up.
A girl said that?
Yeah, a girl said that. But it's like, I guess you're just hanging out with the wrong kind of guys, because, I mean, we'll fuck the left eye of a pumpkin if it's winking at us and shit. Like, we don't give a fuck, dude. Like, you're already fucking up. You're hanging out with the wrong kind of friends.
Where the fuck is that from, dude? Where the fuck is that from? Where did you get this from? What the fuck is this?
Check this out.
I've never heard that before in my life. All right,
I'm about to explain it.
It's like that Family Guy episode where they're like, they swear off women, and they're like, and it's like 20 years down the line, and they're like, oh, we just made another $1 billion. He's like, all right, it's a good thing we swore off women. He's like, I'm going to go fuck a bagel now. And he's like, there's a microwave over there or something like that.
No, the idea came from the fact that I listened to this podcast. I won't say the name of the show. The guy said, he's like, have you ever had sex with like a crazy, like just had some crazy masturbation session? And he's like, well, I fucked a melon once. And he's like, and then his like co-host was like, you fucked a melon? He's like, yeah, dude, I just kind of cut a hole into it until I got to the core and I scooped everything out. And then I just kind of peeled the edges so I wouldn't cut my dick, and I put it in the microwave for 30 seconds. It felt pretty awful.
What?
And he's like, I'm not proud of it, but I can't deny the fact that it felt amazing. And then he's like,
that's fucking hilarious, dude.
And I was like, damn, dude.
On air. That's funny. That's, yeah, American Pie
that's
status.
That's where I got that shit from, dude.
Oh, okay. Like American Pie status.
Yeah, it's like American Pie.
Fuck the left eye of a pumpkin.
Fucking the left eye of a pumpkin, dude.
This guy.
Okay, here's another fucking text. This is from a chick, too. He's like, he's trying to draw the periodic table on his chest with a Sharpie. I'm not sure how that's going to help him on his final chem exam, but he keeps telling us this is how the pros do it. So technically, this dude is drunk off his ass. Reminds me of you. And he's drawing, he's drawing the periodic table on his chest. And he's like, the girl's like, I don't understand how you're going to pass your chemistry test with this. He's like, no, shut up. This is how the pros do it. So what is he going to do in the middle of class? Just open his chest and be like,
oh, this is upside down. I got one. So as y'all, it's like I said this like in a preview episode, I ended up getting stuck out there in like L.A. County. And like with my phone was going to die. And the only two people I could call were, first I called my dad. He didn't answer, and I left him a voicemail. I'm like, hey, I'm okay. Let mom know I'm okay. Bye. And he never called my mom, and my mom was freaking out.
Pause. Last episode. You'll be getting that shit soon.
Soon? All right. Yeah. And then the second person I call after my dad, so second most important person in my life. No, I'm just joking. I call our fucking producer, Tony, and I never call him. I always text him, so you would think, like, hey, this is such a random thing that could be an emergency. But does he answer? Nah, fuck him. And anyways, is the last person I can call. I'm like, dude, I'm stuck here. I can't get to my car. I need a fucking ride. Nope. Does he answer? Hell fucking no. Does he listen to his voicemail ever? No, until a week later. So I'm stuck in fucking LA County for the whole day. No joke, I ended up being stuck there the whole freaking night. The whole day, I mean. I ended up getting home like around 10 o'clock at night. And being freaking like hungover as a motherfucker.
You hear him in the background, he's like, I saw it. So he technically acknowledged it and went, fuck Gooch.
I'm
going back to bed. He's like, what? Gooch in trouble? Nah. Roll over. Let's go to sleep.
What an asshole. And the worst part about it was just being, you know, you're just like so hungover. Like, I wasn't at the point of alcohol poisoning, but I was just like really, really hungover. Where I just wanted to be in bed the whole day. And I couldn't be in bed the whole day because I'm stuck at this bitch's house. You know, I knew it. Like, even
24 hours later.
Yeah. I'm like, even if you lose an arm, like, I know you would have come back just fine.
It's like fucking like 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. You're like, hey, dude, you still need a ride? It's like, I fucking asked you on Friday. Oh, well, I'm really getting around to it.
I'm like a bum now in like LA County. And I'm just like, oh, I just need some change. I'm one of those people that lie. I'm like, I need some change to get on the bus. And I just need to get home back down.
Talking about change, what do you need on the bus? When I went to Mexico, when I was leaving, this guy, he stopped me. He's like, hey, he was like crying, talking to me. He's like, I need change because we were trying to cross over the border, and like we didn't make it, and like me and my family are here. We need, you know, spare whatever you got. I'm gonna keep whatever you got, and I was like, yeah, dude, it's cool, man. Like, I was like, you know, fuck it. I'm pretty sure if I was in need, I would need help. Somebody giving me some cash. So my stupid ass gives him fucking some money. I'm like, here, dude. Get something to eat. Do whatever you got to do. Have a good one. You know, bless.
Yeah, you feel bad.
Okay. So technically, he's like, yeah, I just need a little bit to eat and we're going to make it back home. So when I come back, I'm at the terminal waiting for my ride to pick me up, and he fucking comes up to me again, and I'm like, fuck, dude. I'm gotta be the only fat motherfucker that comes through here. You gotta recognize me by now. I'm pretty sure you're not this stupid to come at me and hit me with the same story you hit me up the first time. But
he did it.
Yeah, he did. And I was like, hey, bro, you know, like, I'm not trying to fucking bum your shit, but why don't you just tell me you want some feds, dude? Like, you don't gotta tell me your bullshit ass lie that you're fucking stuck here for. If you need money to eat, fool, just say you need money to eat. And that's it. You don't gotta tell me the same shit you've been telling every other person. I saw you on the way there, and I saw you when I dropped off my mom at the airport. You're the same motherfucker with the same lame ass story, bro. Well, if you just need some cash here, fool, go fucking get something to eat. That's all you gotta say. He's like, oh, don't tell nobody.
I was like, what are you gonna do? Like, start putting on your podcast.
Well, I fucked this cover up.
No one's gonna. Yeah, I fucked this cover. Next to be like, I heard that. Only fans are the people in Mexico. Are like, I heard that bull podcast. You're full of shit, dude.
We're not giving you no money.
Goes home crying. Like, yeah. See you in our podcast that's widely famous in Sawaya, Mexico.
And only there.
And only there. Sawaya's number one podcast.
We're only famous to the people we know and their friends.
Yeah.
That's the only fans we have.
Oh my god.
It's just like our friends and their friends, and that's about it.
Yeah, we actually had a really, really good turnout tonight. We have actually a really big audience tonight. And the funny thing is, we haven't seen some of these people for a while, and they actually gave us, and everybody brought beer, so it was like.
So we have an after party.
We're having an after party after this, motherfuckers.
So you motherfuckers missed out.
Yeah. But next time, join in and be an audience member.
Yeah, all you
got to
do is ask us where it's at, and you can come in. BYOB, because we're broke as is. We're not going to supply you to. And just come and hang out with us and have fun, dude.
We'll share if you share.
Yeah,
much.
And just have a sense of fucking humor. I mean, we're fucking doing a show.
You can see the wonderful and fabulous. It's beautiful up in here. I mean, you have to see it. The Batcave. It looks nothing like a Batcave. It looks like a mansion in your ass.
It looks like a penthouse in my anus.
No, it's not that great. But you
never heard of, my anus, Maine? There's a place called My Anus.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Maine?
Yeah, it's called My Anus. Funny. So that's why you never seen Jackass. They're always talking about it. They're like, they have a fucking bit.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, I'm going to eat a hot dog in My Anus. I was like, I'm in My Anus. You want to come to My Anus? Like, all this shit. That's why I was like, that's why I said it, thinking that you would get it.
I remember it now. I totally remember that episode. That's hilarious.
But every show we have a segment that I do. All right, well, this is a question. I'm not going to read everything. I'm just going to skim through it because, fuck, this lady wrote a fucking paragraph thinking we have
was
a fucking.
Is this on Yahoo Answers?
Yeah. But I was like, she's like, why does my husband find me more attractive? Ask your husband, why do you want me? But anyways, she said,
your husband, why do you want me? I wonder.
Well, okay, so she says that her and her husband have been married for 27 years. No, they are 27, and they've been married for 2 years. My bad, alcohol is fucking me up. And then apparently last year she got a new promotion, and so she isn't as fit as she used to be. That she gained about 40 pounds in about 6 months.
What? Oh my god.
The fuck were you eating? Like Twinkies out of your desk, bitch? Like, did you put lard on your fucking bread? Like, what the fuck were you doing?
Butter
were
with her head and pills?
Were you fucking, were you sumo wrestling training and shit? Were you fucking eat like a turkey dinner and then bust a nap? Like,
wow. Like, it's funny because she says let herself go, but she let herself fucking leave the planet.
All right. But supposedly she says that her and her husband used to get down pretty good and that he used to want to cuddle with her when she was thin. And now that she's, you know, festively plump.
I love that.
That she's festively plump, that he wants her even more. And she wants to know what it is that, why is it when she was thinner, he wanted her, yeah. Obviously, but now that she's big, he wants her even more and he wants to put it in more raw dog style.
You know what? I really don't know how to answer this question. I'm going to ask you, like, how do you get the ladies? Why do they love you so much?
Just look at this baby face, dog. I just show up in the room and panties drop, fuck.
Oh, yeah,
like, what
guy.
Are you talking about?
Panty dropper.
I mean, to answer your question, lady, maybe.
What they like? They grab, like,
they like the jelly rolls, fuck.
They like grabbing it? They have something to hold on to?
I don't know. I guess so. I mean, some girls just have fetishes for big dudes.
That's true.
Some girls just like big dudes. So
maybe that's the answer to this girl's question.
Yeah, maybe your husband. No, I think, my opinion, I think maybe maybe you were ridiculously thin and 40 pounds wasn't as bad because you were just like, maybe
so
you
now
were
she
like,
looks more normal.
Yeah, now she looks more like filled out. So yeah. Maybe she all the weight went to proper places.
Yes,
like
that's
hips
my,
and ass and titties. So he's like,
that's my guess.
He's like, wow,
she's got big boobs
like
and
now you got titties
it.
And ass. Like, can I get up in it? I think that's it. That's pretty much all I can
yeah,
really
I'd like
to
see a before and after. So, ma'am, can you please post a before and after and you know, tag us, NIM Nights.
Yeah.
Sounds like an idiot.
Anyways, but we've been talking for more than we said we would talk. And
that's our 30-minute mark. So
yeah.
Fuck you all. Hey, but you know what? I want to give a good shout-out to, first of all, our subscribers.
If we have any.
We have a couple of subscribers, and even if they talk shit on us, you know what? They're listening. That's the whole point. So we have a couple of subscribers out there. Some of those are some are friends of ours, some are family, some are friends of friends. Some actually people are just people on YouTube.
Yeah.
And our first actual subscribers that are not actually friends of ours, you know what? We you know, eventually when we make it big, they're gonna be like, hey, we need these fuckers from day one.
Yeah.
That's gonna be pretty bomb.
We'll actually we'll give you guys t-shirts when we actually have t-shirts.
Yeah, when we're big and we're like, yeah, we can hand them out like fucking candy.
Like it ain't shit.
Yeah. And Muhammad the guy. Wish you were here, man.
He got mad because I was talking shit on Batman. He got a bit
true.
Too heated, and I was like, damn, dude, it's just fucking Batman. Like, chill the fuck out. He's a fictional character. It's not like you're going to go save Gotham with him and shit. You know, you're
he's
not going to...
my friend.
You're not going to be...
Don't talk shit on my friend.
You're not going to be Robin and shit. He's not going to keep you in tights in his cave. You know, like, fuck, like...
Oh, goddamn. If you folks haven't tried M&M's
Let's just
donuts.
Go after this. Let's just go to M&M's Donuts.
Can we...
The line is like fucking 3 hours long. Can we wait till like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Why don't we just go at 3 o'clock in the morning and just fucking...
Why don't we go right before they close at 5 a.m.? You wake up, you're like, a dozen donuts.
I'm fat and I love donuts, but I don't love them that fucking much. Like, shit.
Hey, thanks for everybody for joining us tonight. From the audience members, we have actually a great audience tonight. It's a very big audience, actually. So thanks for everybody coming by. And find us on iTunes and YouTube. And go
Facebook.
Fuck
you,
joking.
Bitch.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
Nah, you know what? I quit.
Okay, good.
All right, later.
It's going to be me by myself. next episode.
Then it's not going to be funny anymore. Why are you talking shit?